Blog Talk Radio.
Shop. This is your boy Deacon Chauncey Odom coming live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Yes, this past Sunday I wasn't eating, but I'm hanging out in Raleigh with family and friends. So, you know, I can do the show anywhere I want to go, but I'd like to welcome you all to the hottest blog talk show to me on the face of this earth. It's called The Barbershop. I hope everyone had a blessed day. So far, we just got one more day in the week to be over and the weekend to be here. Again, sit back and relax, and we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're talking about relationships, part two. It's going to be interesting. I just want y'all to the ones who are new. Again, my name is Deacon Chauncey Odom. I'm originally from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, but I reside in Eaton, North Carolina. I'm here in Raleigh hanging out with family and friends. What a good day, you know, to be hanging out. Hope everybody had a nice day at work. I said it before. But, you know, just sit back and relax. If you call in and you would like to say anything or have a comment or just want to say thank you, Jesus, or show your love and support, just press 1. To the ones on Facebook, Google+, all you guys on social media, thank you for your love and support. This has been a ride so far, and I'm enjoying it, and I give all the honor to God, who's first in my life. That's what we usually do here. We give God honor, and we make sure we let him know that we appreciate everything he do for us. Because if you really look at it, if it weren't for God, where would we be? And who would we be? Who would we belong to? But, you know, for his grace and mercy, we all appreciate him, and we should not take his love, his grace, and his mercy for granted. No matter what you're going through today or what you've been going through so far this week, always give God the praise. I can say this week has been a good week and a trying week because, you know, to all the ones who know who have that personal relationship with God, when you on a fast, you know, the devil will try to stop you and get you off course that way you won't be able to finish. For example, today I went to the store and I didn't see this guy. And when I went to the park, he got mad, which I didn't, like I said, I didn't see him. Then I come out the store and I look at the car, by the car, he done put a grocery cart behind the car, a grocery cart in front, and a grocery cart on the side. And he's sitting in his car across the parking lot. I'm just sitting shaking my head. I'm on a fast and the devil wants to come at me. And a few minutes ago, the power went out in Raleigh. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, you know, what's going on? I said, God, this can't happen because, you know, I got to spread your word today. Something got to give. This power got to be back on for 6:30 because I'm doing what you called me to do. I said, probably no more than a good 10 minutes, the power came back out. And I showered in the kitchen because the devil is trying to stop me from my assignment. And he's trying to stop me from giving you guys this word. But before we go into it, like I said, we always do, welcome to the Hottest Blog Talk Show. My name is Deacon Chauncey Odom. My original co-host is not here today. She's under the weather. I like everybody to keep my sister in Christ, Katrina Hogan, in prayer. I have another friend. Her name is Tina. I met her through another friend of mine. she had a stroke the other day. So let's keep our sisters in Christ lifted up in prayer. And anyone else that you know that's going through, let's keep them up in prayer. So we get ready to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you humble as we know how today. We thank you for your grace and mercy, for your wisdom, for your love. Everything that you give to us, we don't take for granted. Because, again, if it weren't for you, God, where would we be? And we thank you and we give you the honor, God. We want you to touch the one that's homeless. We want you to touch the one that's unemployed. We want you to even touch the ones in prison, men and women, even the young kids in the youth department. God, we want you to touch them too. Because they still your children, but they just chose to do wrong things. God, we want everyone that's listening, we want you to bless their household. We want you to bless their income. We want you to bless their health. God, we give you the honor and glory. You're the number uno. You say you have the last say-so and the first say-so of everything that we do. You didn't leave us, or we left you. But God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us a second chance to redeem ourselves, to confess that you are Lord. God, we ask you to just touch our bodies. We rebuke anything that's not like you on this show, God. Anybody that's listening that's being tested right now, God, let the words that come out of my mouth be the words that you give to me, God. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, coming from live from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's a beautiful day, even though it's cloudy, but it's still beautiful because we got up and we get to see God, but see him work through us to help someone else. As you can see, I'm kind of excited, you know. Like I said a few minutes ago, the power went out. Now, I'm just thankful. But this is a word that we all need to hear, both men and women. The barbershop is honestly is geared for men that's going through, you know, for us, period. Our platform for us to speak out and do the things that God calls us to, not be stagnant, not just sit back and let the ladies do everything. Again, once a month I do have ladies' night out, but through this series I invited men and women to join in. I asked if you call in, you hit one. We're not going to bash each other. We're here to support each other. We're here to help each other. We're here to see what the men have to say. We want to hear what the women have to say. In these day and time, people are acting crazy in relationships. And God gave me relationship, the series. We got friendship, we got courtship, we got marriage, and we have intimacy. So far, we've just been talking about relationships, period. So the first relationship we should have with God. Before we get into this, I have a friend, dear sister of mine. She's a pastor. Her name is Pastor Darlene. She's stepping in for a pastor. For Minister Trina, who's under the weather. It's at the last moment. So this is Pastor Darlene's first time. So all who have been here before, give her, you know, just pray for her. Pray for everyone that carries God's word and live by the word of God. But, you know, as saved people, we still can have fun. Don't let it just because we're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost don't mean we can't have fun. Because we have fun on this show. We laugh, we cry, we done had church service, we done did it all up here. But I just want you guys to feel comfortable. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 657-383-1505 and press 1. I will call your last four numbers of your number. Excuse me. Your last four numbers, and I will hit the button for you to be able to speak. Before we do this and get into it, I'm about to get Pastor Darlene on, and we're going to hear what the woman of God have to say about relationships just as well as me. But we're going to have fun. We want everybody to, if you can, call in, ask questions. Let's discuss it, not get mad at each other. So hold on for a second. 8261, this is Pastor Darlene. Pastor Darlene, are you here?
I'm here. Can you hear
all right, me? Well, I can hear you. Introduce yourself. Okay. Tell, you know, the fellas, the ladies, who you are, where you reside at, and then we'll just dig into the topic when you get finished.
All righty. I am Pastor Darlene Falls of Charlotte, North Carolina. My ministry is called Healing Grace Revival Center.
You mean that's all you got to say? Really? Woman of God, that's all you got to say? Really?
I'm sorry.
I'm just messing. You.
I'm just messing.
I mean, like I told you guys, this
it's
is
all good.
You know, this is what we do. I like to have fun. You know,
right,
I like
right.
to have fun. I like to let people get, you know, feel comfortable. And you know, like I said, we talking about relationships. And before I introduce Pastor Darlene, the number one relationship we should have before we have one with our husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriends, or our children, God should be the main one. Our relationship with God should be strong. Because with a relationship with Him is strong, then the rest of the relationships we have will be even better. Because He's number one. God has a way of showing us, teaching us how to love, how to respect. Because He did it when He, you know, when He walked the face of the earth with His 12 disciples. He sat with the sinners. He sat with people that, you know, were did wrong. But, you know, that's who He was. And we should be the same way. We should never turn our back on nobody regardless who they are, what they have done, but we should still be able to pray for them and encourage them because we never know what someone is going through. And to be in a relationship with God, to me, when I gave my life back to Christ, was the best thing I ever done in my life. You know, I know everybody out there, we all ain't been saved. We were, you know, we were born in sin, but now we have the opportunity to get it right and have a relationship with God. And I can say, my relationship with God is strong. So it's preparing me to a friendship, to courtship, to marriage, to even have an intimate relationship with God. And I've been saying this for the last couple of times that we had the show. Intimacy is not about having sex. But everybody thinks that's what intimacy is. And intimacy is the condition of being intimate, marked by close acquaintance, association, and familiarity. That means we have to get close. That's what God wants to be intimate with us. He wants to be close. He said nothing about having sex. He didn't say nothing physical, but He wants us to get close with Him, have an encounter with Him. So no matter whether you're going through something or your day is good, we still have to reverence Him. We still should honor Him. We should still glorify Him. And it's the same way when you're in a relationship with your husband, with your wife, with your kids, with your family and your friends. We're supposed to be intimate with them. You know, get close to them. Get to know them. Find out what makes them mad. Because when your kid is born, that's the first thing you do when your child is grown up. You watch every move he makes or she makes to see what makes them tick or makes them go. And it's the same way if you're going to be in a relationship with a man or female, you have to get close and see what makes them mad, see what makes them happy. You know, everyone will want to be in a healthy, strong, godly relationship, but sometimes things don't go that way. But if you keep God in the midst of all your relationships, I'm not saying that all relationships is going to be perfect. We're going to have our ups and downs. But the thing is we going to sit there and have a pity party, or we going to throw in the towel and say, you know what, forget it. Do we do that? Some do, some don't. You know, but that's when you really have to have a strong relationship with God. Once you have a strong relationship with God and you know what your heart desires, then you'll know what to be ready for. And before you go into a relationship, if you've been hurt, I'm speaking from experience. I know Pastor Darlene probably been through it. So most people that's probably been through it are not going to admit it. When you've been hurt, it's best to take time to heal. You know, I was the type of person, well, I'm good. You know, I can move on to another relationship. It didn't work because I wasn't fully healed. Before you go into any type of relationship, you have to be healed totally before you even make that commitment to a long-lasting relationship like marriage. you have to know each other. You have to be, even if with a friendship, you still have to be healed by God. You can't heal yourself. You know, we try to, but when we try to do things our way, we always end up in the same situation. You get the same result, the same result, the same result. So if you keep getting the same result, why not try to do something about it? And wonder, okay, why am I still going through this, going through this, going through this? Keep running into the same old wall because you keep doing the same thing over and over again. But, you know, that's when God's grace and mercy come in. He's a healer and he's a deliverer. And why not have a relationship with him? You know, your friends will leave you, your family will leave you. You know, I'm not saying anything is possible, but we all know we have family or friends or husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend. We get in that relationship, they just up and bail. We know that. But God never leaves us. He stick with us through thick and thin. And I thank him, you know, especially being there for me when nobody else was. Pastor Darlene, tell the people what you think about a relationship and tell them about your relationship with God. Call us 999-3336. I see, but let's let Pastor Darlene say something, then I'll punch you in. Go ahead, Pastor Darlene.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I believe that the ultimate and the best first thing first is having a relationship with the Lord. I was reading this thing that says God's love is the ultimate. And it says that understand that the love of God, the love that God has for you justifies that you don't have to seek fulfillment and how anyone makes you feel. It says that the most perfect love, and let me move this thing here, said that the most perfect love comes from God. And it says that let this be alarmed in your thoughts daily. So I believe that when you start out with the best relationship, which is having a relationship with the Lord first, it helps you to maneuver into having a healthy relationship with anyone. It doesn't have to mean that it's in a companionship relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, but just in relationships, period. And for me, I know what it's like to be in an unhealthy relationship, one that, you know, I'm a survivor, being in a toxic relationship that almost took me out. But it's by the grace of God that, you know, the gun didn't go off and I survived. I'm here, you know, by the grace of God, and I give him all glory and honor and praise for it. But having a relationship with the Lord is one of the best relationship that anyone can have.
Amen. All right, we'll call a 9336. You're on the air.
Hello, Brother Chauncey. This is Pastor Falana. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, Pastor Falana?
Everything is good. My sister, first and foremost, I praise God for you because I, too, am a domestic abuser, domestic violence survivor. So glory be to God for both of us. You know, I just love your show. The more I heard you talk and the sister talking, the one name or the one word that came to mind was discipline. And what I mean by that is it takes a made-up mind, amen, and it takes a strong will and it takes discipline to make a decision and say, wait a minute, I'm going to do this thing God's way because what I've been doing has been messing stuff up. So let me try God's way, okay? It takes a discipline in order to decide that you're going to allow yourself to heal before inviting someone else's drama into your drama, okay? It takes discipline to be able to change your mindset to understand that intimacy is more than sex. In fact, that's the last thing that intimacy is. Intimacy is getting to know you, first of all. That's first thing. Getting to know God, getting to know you, and taking the time out to know the individual. Like you just said, Find out their quirks. Find out their idiosyncrasies. Find out what they like. Find out what they don't like. You know, that's the good thing about God. You know, when we're building a relationship with him, he already knows us. It's our job to get to know him. Half the battle is already over. Mm-hmm. Amen. So I just want to truly encourage you to keep doing exactly what God would have you do. This is a beautiful topic. I'm enjoying it, and I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'm hopping off here. I just wanted to let you know to keep on keeping on. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't remember anything else that I said from Crazy Old Pastorana, it's discipline. You've got to make a decision. Do you want freedom or do you want prison? That's it. I'm sorry.
Thank you so much, Pastor Palom. That's a classmate of mine. We go way back. She's a dear friend of mine. And I could use me and her relationship for an example. You know, the enemy going to always come in and try to split you apart because he don't want two people doing God's kingdom business.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
we are an adult, and we said, okay, what went on between us went on between us, but now it's about doing the kingdom business.
Amen.
When you can put yourself, all your troubles, whatever you and that person that had, your argument, dislikes, or whatever, it's about putting that to the side and stop being selfish. And, you
Amen.
Know, it's about God's
Come
word.
On.
Now, if God has a calling on your life and you can't stand your brother, you and your brother can work that out. But when you are called to work together to do God's work, then you have
my
to do
mama.
It. I mean,
mama.
I can speak from experience that I'm stubborn. I was like, no, I don't want to do it. But then you got to look at it. Okay, if I don't do it, he can snatch everything away from me. And then he'll give it to somebody else. But
mm-hmm.
I said, okay, we're going to do kingdom business. Because we glorify him and honor him, he's going to take care of us. And, you know, just
Amen.
Like we were saying, you have to have that personal relationship with God. Is it going to be easy? No. But
nope.
it's worth it. I've seen myself hit rock bottom. I'm like, okay, God, what you going to do? You know, sometimes God will put that thing on you where you can't call on your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, your pastor. And when he put it on you, the only one that can take that off is him. So why keep running the streets? I'm saying, I don't know. At the end of the day, that's your decision. Just like Pastor Blum said, it's mind over matter. And I remember when my daughter was going through her diabetes and sugar kept going up and down, up and down, up and down, not doing what she was supposed to. My mama asked her one question. Do you want to live or do you want to
come
die?
Come on. Come on.
And that's when my daughter changed her mind and said, wait a minute. I want to live, so I have to work on making sure I take my medicine, I exercise, I eat right. That's what it comes to being on drugs, drinking alcohol. Like I told y'all
Absolutely.
Last week.
Cigarettes, the whole thing.
It's 14,
mm-hmm.
it's 14 years. That I've been clean, but I had made up in my mind. I told God, you got to take this away from me because I can't keep functioning with this. 14 years clean, so that's why I tell people, you can tell me all you want to about drugs that you ain't. I know the symptoms. I've been there. I've done it. There's one thing about it. I didn't go to no rehab. I didn't go to no 12-step program. I didn't have to stand up before everybody and tell them I got a problem. I told God, take it out my mouth, my nose, whatever you got to do. I got on my knees, and I cried out to him. Just like Pastor Darlene said, she was in a bad relationship. The dude pulled a gun. It didn't work. That was God.
Sure. Yes, it was.
Why
Amen.
Not have
Amen.
A, why not have a relationship with God? Why not?
Amen. Right. Amen.
That's the
Amen.
Best relationship you can ever have.
Yes, it is.
Try
Amen.
It.
That's
you,
right.
you,
Amen.
You're not going to. It's not going to hurt. It might take time. Like philosophy, it's discipline. You got to have that mindset. It's just like when you want to go into business. That's a relationship because you got customers.
Yes, it
you
is.
Got to acquire. You
That's
have to build
right.
a relationship with them.
You sure do.
So it's mind over matter. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Chauncey, may I say something? I just want to put something out there, if I may. There's nothing wrong with the 14-step program or the 12-step, whatever it is. There's certainly not anything wrong with the surrender prayer. What
no.
we're talking about is different ways that God acts and works in our lives. Brother Chauncey, that works. for some of our other brothers and sisters out there, if the 12-step program is working for you, do your thing, boo-boo.
That's another thing I want to ask you guys.
You know what I'm saying? So another thing I want to ask you guys, and I'm not trying to make this racial or whatever, but it just seems to me like we as Negroes in America, for the most part, are always looking for something easy, that we don't want to work for nothing. Do you agree or disagree? Perhaps I'm wrong.
I agree with you. If that is the case,
it's a wonder that our race is no further wrong than we are, because we want everything given to us. We don't want to work for nothing, not even a relationship with God, is the way I see it.
I agree with you. I agree too,
because it's just like me and Pastor Darlene were talking on one time before. We were talking about, I talked about this about to a lot of people. We want the blessings, but we don't want to go through the storm.
Today's society
is microwave. We want it right then. Look, I'm going to tell you like this. I'll be transparent.
You want
the
instant minute.
Yeah. I've done it before. God, I need this. Like, I'm not giving you that. Why do you think that when he show up them dreams and those visions, he shows up pieces of them? He don't show everything.
Come on.
Because if he shows us everything, we're going to go try to do it our way.
Right.
And then we'll end up messing it up. Then we get mad. God, you said, no, you did it your way. It's a process. I was telling somebody that we have to stay in the process.
That's it.
We can't try, like you said, if you keep doing things your way, eventually you're going to get tired. Because if you keep running to that brick wall, sooner or later you're going to get a big knot on your forehead. You're going to have your head wrapped up in bandages. Would you still try it? One question, just like I told you, my mama asked my daughter, this is from your spiritual side. Your spiritual side, do you want to live or do you want to die? Do you want to live or die? And I posted on Facebook the other day, are you willing to give up everything to keep your anointing? Are you? Do you want to live or do you want to die? Simple as that. That's one simple question. If you know you keep going through the same stuff in relationships, even with your relationship with God, but just think about you going through a relationship, you engaged or you married or your family or your friends, y'all keep fighting doing this over the stupid stuff when y'all can just sit there, look, we need to find out why we're doing this. And that's one thing about us, just like Alana, our people, I love them. But sometimes why get mad at each other? You wonder why the people out in the world who don't know God don't want to come to church, because we doing the same thing they doing out there in the street. We got cliques in the church. We got the same children. Well, I don't like her because of this. But wait a minute. When you got saved, you was doing your thing. Just because she come in there half naked, maybe that's all she got. Or maybe he come in there with some holy jeans on, some holy socks. Maybe that's all they got.
Hey, Brother Sean.
True.
May I say something else? May I say something? And I have a lot of noise in the background, and my grandkids are here and everything, but I wanted to say this too. It's interesting that you're saying this. And what I mean by this is a lot of church folk, I dare not call them Christian, because if they were Christian, they'd be more receptive to things that you're talking about. Church folk have a hard time accepting accountability. The church today is still the best organization out, but we have flaws. And like you said, what if that sister brother, all they have is the sagging pants or the Daisy Duke booty shorts, whatever you want to call it. What if that's all they have? It's certain the beast still not coming in. So I say that people like yourself, Deacon Chauncey, which I think you need to be a pastor, but that's another story. I say to Deacon Chauncey that we have a lot of work to do in the body of Christ, and I think it behooves us all to understand that this thing is about winning souls and less about stepping on toes. Amen?
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I thank God for the 30 minutes because it's drawing people in. See, this is what we like to do on a barbershop. You don't have to do nothing but call in and listen and ask questions like Pastor Palomar. This is what makes it interesting because you're getting a lot of input from different people, not just me. Don't think I can't sit here and talk to you to death, and I will. I've done it. But I like people to join in. That way the people that's listening can see from my point of view, from Pastor Falana, from Pastor Darlene. Us three, we done been out there in the world. We done did our thing. Oh, Lord, the devil done cut us off. You know what? This is your boy Deacon Chance Owen. Believe me, we'll be back Sunday to finish this right here because it was getting good. I encourage you to come back Sunday at 6:30. This is your boy Deacon Chance Owen from the hottest blog talk radio show in the world, in the land, all over the country. Y'all have a blessed day. I see y'all Sunday. Peace.